seized Rapunzel by her beautiful hair, struck her several times with her left hand, and then grasping a pair of shears in her right, snapped beautiful locks lay on the ground. As she was so hard-hearted that she took Rapunzel and put her in a waste and desert place, where she lived in great woe and misery. The same day on which she took Rapunzel away, she went back to tower in the evening and made fast the severed locks of hair to the window hasp. And the king's son came and cried, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." Then she let the hair down, and the king's son climbed up. But instead of his dearest Rapunzel, he found the witch looking at him with wicked, glittering eyes.